Eita, hola, ndeipiko hama zangu. Yebo, yebo, mtwakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, welcome, welcome. Mune chirongwa chedu chewe chidiki uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 23rd of April, now April 3rd, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Mune chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Namhlanje is Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2019. Today on our program, we are addressing Zimbabwe's 39th anniversary of independence. Zimbabwe has just marked 39 years of independence from colonial rule. The future of young people seems to be bleak day by day due to several different issues that and challenges that they face on a daily basis since Zimbabwe has attained its independence, amongst them being unemployment, being, of course, economical issues, being, of course, other civic issues that we're going to discuss on the program today. So the question I hold for all the youth that are joining our program, Namhlanje Kuhlelo, is question one: what is the relevance of the country's independence towards you, njengomuntu ongusakhulayo? Question two, of course, is what is the future of Zimbabwe? Well, how do you feel about the future of Zimbabwe? Ubona njani ikusasa lakho njengomuntu ongusakhulayo yena ophile Zimbabwe? Lastly, what needs to be done in favor of the Zimbabwe's youth in order to brighten their chances towards success? +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us on our program today. Or you could text us on WhatsApp, which is +12024650318. Zimbabwe Muhle, Tukutefenyura, Zwekare, Pamasaise, Anoti 909, Medium Wave Frequency 4930, Uyezwe, Pa 6065, Nepa 15460, Kilohertz. Abafisa ukubukela uhlelo lwethu ku-internet sikhona ku www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, njalo ku www.voandebele.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, siyasakaza, we're broadcasting through Tepenyura parizvino pane mapage edu matatu eFacebook, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo ku VOA Ndebele. So folks, if you're looking to join the program and you're watching on Facebook, write your numbers there, put your comments there, and most importantly, lingakhohlwi, mthwakazo omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, hey, please share the program, faka nama likes, faka nama hearts, lingene kuhlelo, and we will call you ukuze uthole ithuba lokungena kuhlelo. Share the program so your family and friends can join the program tonight.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Ega DJ Skyver uti hey mali ekolo. Siyabonga DJ Skyver for letting us use your song. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to converse with me. Kodwa okwamanje we are here tiri pano pamapage edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele. Saka kana muchida nyorai ma comments, nyorai ma number, balani milayezelo. I'll be reading. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, I believe ukuthi sesilo guest wethu wokuqala mara pane umwe wechidiki apinda muchirongwa. Our first guest of tonight is Thathenda Magetsi. He's a one brilliant young Zimbabwean wotangene kuhlelo akudze pache zvake nezvake. Va Magetsi, zviri kufamba here mukoma?
Munofara here mukoma Mike?
Aiwa, tiri kufara. Finally tazodhumana pamhepo.
Aiwa, atabatika mani.
Mm-hmm. Asaka, chota angapanyaye iri mumgangwe. Imi Vama Getsi, it seems as though, you know, there's a lot of people who are singing your praises. You're one young individual who is Zimbabwean who has managed to reach and accomplish a lot of things that a lot of young individuals from Zimbabwe have not been able to accomplish thus far. Just not so long ago, you were here in America at the World Bank giving a speech. You've been acknowledged by several different outlets that are, you know, recognizable within Africa. So I guess my first question to you is, how do you feel 39 years later, Sechizwarawoche Zimbabwe, about Nyaya Ye independence, especially as someone who's well-spoken about it?
Personally, as a youth, I think the issue of independence is something that is both touching and promising.
Mm-hmm.
Touching in the sense that you find that as youths, the view that we get of a free Zimbabwe isn't as good as who they've hoped 39 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, if I am to ask anyone what being independent means in the first place, you'd find that we all have these warped views, skewed views of what it means to be free, what it means to be independent, starting mm-hmm. from our politicians. From our leaders, some of them don't even understand what it means to be free, what it means for us to be an independent country.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at independence as a youth, I remember like this year, I couldn't really like go to commemorate the day, because not because I'm against the whole venture of an independent Zimbabwe, but because when I look at it, the picture so far is not as good as I might have hoped.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that is something that I really didn't feel encouraged to go and celebrate. But at the same time, I really applaud the role that our freedom fighters did in bringing a free Zimbabwe, hoping that at some point in time, as time goes on, we are going to really have a good definition of what it means to be an independent Zimbabwe
mm-hmm.
and live according to that definition. Because so far, the definition that we are using isn't really as good for many of us here. We can talk of maybe statistically 60% of youth in Zimbabwe are unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
That, to begin with, is as bad as it can ever be.
I hear you. So you've touched on a very important facet that seems to be something that has carried over. People are calling this the new dispensation, the new government, the Zimbabwe's second democracy. However, issues faced by youth seem to have carried over. We had a president who was our president for a good 38 years, former President Robert Mugabe. And it seems as though the new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is facing the same issues that the former president is facing. Youths are still complaining. Youths are still crying, saying there's no jobs. Youths are still complaining, saying the economy isn't really favorable. Youths are still complaining about their involvement, their engagement within civic spaces. How do you feel about that? I know you're one youth who is very active within social issues within Zimbabwe.
So when it comes to the issues of inclusion of youth, this is not like I would love to talk it as much of a general problem in Africa. It's not really like that singled out problem for us in Zimbabwe. I think Zimbabwe, as much as Africa generally, we still have a lot to do in terms of making sure that youth inclusion and youth participation is something that is not only paid in form of like lip service. We don't need to pay lip service to this. It's something that we really need to own up to as a sincere commitment and sincere political will.
Mm-hmm.
And like when we talk of Zimbabwe, for example, I think there's that difference between the old regime and the new dispensation. I'm talking of this very cautious of the political insinuation that could be attached to my speech, in that a few months ago, about in February, I remember the Minister of Youth, Kesikovinti, hosting a youth indaba. For me, that was a good way to say, okay, this it's a way of recognizing, to say youth in Zimbabwe are an indispensable component in as much as we want to move the nation forward.
Okay, wait,
so for me, that's a big difference.
But I am Pamromo for 1 second, and then I'll be back with you in 1 second, Alice.
All right.
Right, zilukandaba liyamuzwa nangu umuntu ongisakhulayo uthathena magetsi. Uyasho ukuthi it's a bittersweet moment for yena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo ngenxa ukuthi uyabonga those that came before him, those that liberated ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe. Kodwa uyasho ukuthi izinto azimanga kuhle. So sikhangile ukuthi siyaqhubekela phambili and he's going to explain more about umbono wakhe. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi silomlaleli indlukunzwa nje kare ukuthi nemthereri, mthereri, kola mapinda mjirongwa makadi yenyu. Kola ecingweni ngibani okhona? Ari pa runari hapo ndiani? Kola hello? It seems as though we're having issues with connecting with our caller. Kola, ukhona ecingweni na? Ngibona ngani ikhola yethu ayizwakali kahle. Wathi siqhubekele phambili, let us go back to umnumzana uMagetsi sizwe ukuthi uthini ngodaba lokho ekudwini. Ba Magetsi muchiripo parinari rapo.
Yes, ndilipo baba.
Right, mam yenrembere yenyu nenyaya mam chikurukura mabata nyaya ye youth indaba mukati aiwa. Nemaondre yenyu chirongwa che youth indaba is a way of showing commitment towards engaging Nevan Richidiki.
Yes, for me that was a good a big step in the right direction. In that, I think it's one of those few programs that have been held by our ministers or public figures as a way of trying to engage youth, try to hear our thoughts. I remember like a few days ago after I arrived in Zimbabwe from USA, Minister Kate Cousins actually called and said, "Can I get a report of all that transpired in Washington and the recommendations that came after that?" And I told her that I'm going to write a comprehensive report to present to you so that of all that the activities we did, so that at the end of the day, that those recommendations can be used as a way of forging the way forward in terms of youth inclusion and youth participation in Zimbabwe. And for me, her reaching out to say, "Okay, Tatenda, you're good representing youth in USA, can you give us feedback?" is a way to show that our leaders are becoming more conscious of our role as youth, and this for me is some bit of a great stride, which is different from the previous regime, which really youth were used for political instrumentalization, beat each other and things like that. There's a bit of a difference which I really need to comment.
Alright, vaMagetsi tinotenda zvikuru, batai parinhare nditorewo guest wangu wechipiri ari kupinda muchirongwa nhasi, handiti?
Yeah.
Right, zvulukandaba ecingweni silomunye uguest wethu, our second guest tonight, umnumzana vaDennis Juru vebato reMDC, ndomuwo wechidiki vari kukwikwidza uko kuCongress. VaJuru, mapinda muchirongwa zviri kuhamba here?
Mkoma Mike, zuri sei neva tereri venyu, neva dareva mina wa ipapo. Tinoti, mnofara here, vechiki veZimbabwe.
Aiwa, inipachezwa ngurukufara, ndinovimba zvekare kuti vatereri nawo vari kufara. VaJuru, nyaya iri mugango mainzwa. Zimbabwe yakasvitsa makore 39 ekuzvitonga vhiki rapfuura. Asi vamwewo vechidiki vari kuchema vachiti aiwa pane makore at least 30 plus. Pasina vechidiki vakawanda nemabasa mamiriro epfumi wenyika hana kumira zvakanaka nezvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana. Vechidiki vari kuti ivo pachezvavo, especially panyaya yecivic engagement, andozangu kuti imi vechidiki vanoita zvepolitics, you feel excluded in issues of policy making and more. Saka inhangu mubvunzo wangu wekutanga kwamuri ndewokuti imi semumwe wechidiki who is more involved in the political space or in the civic space, how do you feel 39 years later about the issue of independence?
Yeah, Mkoma, ndione kuti like government iripo kubvira iri yaMugabe kusvika kune yavamunangabva kuti vanotoziva kuti kune zvinhu zvinozivi hazvitozivikanwa izvozvo, ndocho chekutanga. Chechipiri ndechekuti kana kuchinzi kune percentage inonzi kune percentage employed nepercentage iri unemployed yemayouth muZimbabwe, ichocho hachisi chokwadi ichocho. Sekuti hapatorina munhu ari employed. Munhu akagadzira kamusika kake sandi kuti munhu ari employed. Hativerenge kana tichitaura nezvenyika ZANU-PF inofanira kuziya musiyano pakati penyika nepati. Azvifanira kuti kana vakaempower vanhu vezano kungoenda fomu rinoenda paZANU-PF kuti hazvonzi kuri kudiwa mayouth 20 kuzadai dai dai zvonzi vaempower nyika. Havana kuempower mayouth eZimbabwe. Asi kuti varewarda mayouth avo anenge achirova vanhu anenge achiita sei. Saka izvozvo tinofanira kuziya kuti nyika haisati yabhenefita kubvira pane panguva yaamugabe. Ende vavanoti mayouth vacho ivo haasi mayouth. Ngavatange vamboidentify vanhu vanonzi mayouth first. Vozoziva kuti ndo here ndotizobvumirana kuti tine percentage yakati iri kubatsirwa negovernment. Tikatarisa vanhu vakaita sana Pupurai nanhi havasi mayouth vanhu vese vavaya. Haungati une mwana ari kuyunivhesiti asi uchizviverenga kuti uri muyouth. Saka muZimbabwe tichikusanganze kuti ngatimbotsvagei kuti mayouth ndeanani. Kana tazozvitsvaga izvozvo ndo patichazokwanisa kuziva kuti mayouth abatsirwa negovernment mangani.
Right, totarisa bato renyu nemaonero enyu mubato renyu panyaya dzepolitics. Are you embracing vanhu vechidiki? Are the youth being involved when it comes to policy making issues, things that actually affect people on the ground?
Yes. Even our president is beautiful.
Asimu youth.
He is beautiful.
Okay.
Our president is beautiful. So it's an example that, you know, we recognize youth in our party.
Okay. Regai ndi kubate ipa mromo wa juru ndi toro umu oge saa kupinda mchurongwa. Ndiwa Nicholas Kajengo. Waka Jengo. Zuru kufamba ere mkom.
I think Zimbabwe has got more than 12 languages. So I don't use English. So that all languages will understand me better.
Mapinda ne fire, nasandis?
Not at all.
All right, so let's tackle this issue. You heard Mr. Dennis Juru. He's said so many different things about the government. He said so many different things about ZANU-PF and more. I guess I'll start off with you. Your first thing is I want to give every youth the opportunity to vocalize what they have to say about independence and what they have to say about how the current situation is in the country and, of course, what the way forward is. Do youths have a future in Zimbabwe? So my first question to you, Kajengo, is what is your take when it comes to independence? 39 years later, a lot of youth are still complaining, saying things are not looking well for them. They feel as though their future is bleak. What do you have to say about that?
Okay. I think before I come to your answer straightly, I to go back a little bit. Because if I fail to do so, certainly the ancestors will judge me harshly. Before I express the positives or the negatives that is transpiring after independence, I think I would have never done justice to the question. First, for me to do some justice to the question, I have to go back a little bit to what transpired, such that when I phrase what is transpiring, then everybody will be in a position to understand where we are coming from, where we are, and where we are going. Without wasting much of your time, sir, let me be very clear that the issue of empowerment has been something of great significance since time immemorial. If you look at 1889, during the Lippitt Convention, you agree with me that there was a convention which was preceded by the regime, the white minority, and whose theme or purpose was to occupy the entire country of Zimbabwe. And all the revenues which they accrued was reparted back to UK at the expense of the indigenous people. They got nothing. And secondly, you know, the Native Reserves Order comes of 1899, that happened, whereby, you know, they created the infamous Native Reserves for blacks only. And you are aware that the settlers got the lion's share of fertile land. After all, you know what happened between 1890 to 1920, the entrenchment of colonial rule, where we say it was a period of conquest and land expropriation, whereby the BSAC, you know, they occupied areas like much central province, you know, Matabele, and they seized land, livestock, or cattle, in fact, from our parents. You are aware of all this. And also, by the eve of World War I in 1914, the Abortion Act, the land was allocated as follows. You know, the Africans, they got 24 million acres. 24 million acres. And the British or the BSAC, they got 48 million acres. For the individual white farmers, they got 40 million acres. Now, just imagine, by then, we had 28,000 whites, and the black Africans were 836,000. Now, irrespective of all this, you can see that there was a need for total empowerment. Hence, the black people had to wage the liberation struggle. Now, let's come back to 1980. Mm-hmm. After independence. Are you still there?
I'm still there. Go ahead.
Yes, now we are in 1980. Our country attains its independence. I want to make very clear that the magnanimous, prudent, and wisdom of Comrade Mnangagwa, who was by then the chief advisor as the Minister of State under the Premier's office, you know what happened? That was the first achievement which was done by government in 1980, regardless of the atrocities that were committed in the War of Liberation by Smith regime. Under the leadership of, under the guidance of Comrade Edwin Nangagwa, the Prime Minister extended, you know, a hand of reconciliation and, you know, the nation saw swords being bent into plowheads. You witnessed this. And refused. To you, the batteries, of course.
Vakajengo,
yes,
Mr. Kajengo, just hold on for 1 second. Let me quickly take a call and then we'll come back to you so that you can elaborate.
Okay.
All right. Vateri, regaiti tore mwumtere rari kupinda mchurongo. Wa, ongena yogushelo. Mbano kone kwenweni, kola, mapinda mchurongo. Hello?
Hello?
Mtere, rimagadi enyu.
Hello?
Yebo, ngibani oconnecting wena?
Rafael wakwaMavela.
Rafael, unjani putam?
Ngiyaphila bani.
Usungenele kuhlelo, udaba lukhona uluzwile ngithi.
Ngiluzwile but angiluzwisisanga ukuthi ngilubone nje ku WhatsApp kanti lapha yikuthi ifoni yami ibingani kayini. Ayibambanga kase lapha dweni khona.
All right. So what in cuts kahle ukuthi lamhlanje sikhuluma ngani ngithi. Lamhlanje what we're doing is we're taking a look at udaba lukaZivuse njalo lela kusasa labantu abasakhulayo eZimbabwe. Ngifisa ukuzwa kuwe ngilama questions ayi 3 for wena njengomuntu ongumlaleli ongenayo lamhlanje ukuhlelo. Into yokuqala nje yini umbono wakho mayelana lo daba lukaZivuse? Into yesibili is ngifuna ukuzwa kuwe ukuthi ubona ngani ela kusasa lakho njengomuntu ongisakhulayo eZimbabwe lime njani? Njalo into yesithathu ngifuna ukuzwa kuwe ukuthi ubona ngani kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze ilukusasa lakhe liphumelele or libe ngcono.
All right. UZivuse weZimbabwe sibe silijabulele ngesikhathi sika 1980 singakhangelelanga yona leli ndlela kasese sekuyiyo yona. Singakhangela ngendlela ekade sikhangelele yona sikhangelele ukuthi singazibusa sizaba lamalungelo sonke. Kwezomnotho ukukhuluma nje freedom of speech zonke nje izinto ezingamalungelo oluntu sikhangelele ukuthi wonke umuntu uzaba satisfied but manje kathi sibona ngani kulomo esiko omkhulu kulalokho kade sikhangelele ngoba akusela freedom of speech nxa abantu befuna ukusola okwenziwa ngabaphathi ngendlela yizinto abantu bechaywe kumbe bebulawe. Ngeke sibona ukuthi izivuse lo kamumathanga phela ukhangela. Into esangisiza ke kule eyokuthi kambe abasakhulayo bangayenzani ukuthi impilo zabo zibe zihle. Ngasikhangela elapha impilo ukuthi
Rafael, lapho kube khona kulo moya okhanya ngani it's distracting ngoba awuzwakali kahle. Are you able to move?
Okay, indawo enempilo yilo moya mpela uyangizwa kahle.
Right, ubuthini? Qhubekela phambili.
Ngithi abasakhulayo kabalathuba elihle elokuzithuthukisa elizweni lezo ngoba kuyasetshenzwa. Usebenze uthi sekufike esigabeni sokuthi uthole inzuzo oyisebenzileyo uyophiwa into engasebenzi lutho njenge-RTG njengoba kulezi nsuku kuthola ama-RTG lamabhondi ungahamba uyoyifaka ebhenki imali yangikhona iyabola iyabe ilokhu yehla isisizi ususuyayithatha sokuyinto nje engasebenzi lutho kodwa wena usebenzi ungayilungisa njani likusasa lakho endaweni enjalo akubekwa lutho akugcineki esikusebenzileyo njengayizolo ukuthi okhulu ngale kwe-independence besithi bengafaka imali zabo emabhenki bethole i-interest lancaka bekukhona okungama-bank charges kube kungalimazi imali ebekiweyo ebhenki njalo ngaso siyathatha imali yakho yona liyano yiyo isebenzile wayifaka laphana uzafumana ukuthi bazakutholitha imali kanye uyabe usule inhlelo zakho ofuna ukuzenza ngaleyo mali kodwa
kutholakala imali yakhona kayikho awungitshele-ke njengoba usushilo ukuthi njengabantu abasakhulayo lilazi izikhalazo eziningi okugoqela udaba lwemnotho isimo somnotho welizwe ubona ngani kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze nina njengabantu abasakhulayo libe lekusasa elihle
mina ngombono wami nje ngikhangela ukuthi alubana sazwisisana elizweni wonke umuntu afake umbono wakhe usizwe kubonakale ukuthi okuqondileyo yikuyini manje kathesi ungakhangela ihulumende esilayo eyebu ethethe izintambo zombuso kathesi kabalaleli abantu ukuthi bathini ithe ngo-2016 ikhuluma ngokuthi hatshi ibhondi kalisoze lisebenze kodwa bathi bona lizasebenza kwasekusithi usiba lukhulu we-reserve bank wathi singabonakala leyo mali isitshintshwa ezitaradeleni izathiya imisebenzi sadla namhlanje lokhu ekhona but imali liyana sitshintshwa mina okunye kade ngikukhangele mine ngikhangele ukuthi alubana bayakhipha ibhondi leli le-RTG le-RTG isale right bekhiphe ibhondi kube sekusithi i-RTG liyana ili-against US dollar yona lesizele esiyisebenzi uzathola ukuthi imali zethu singazifaka emabhenki zizasala zilesisinde ye-US dollar yona le esiyisebenzisayo kulokuthi siyenzele eyinye into engasoze igcineke kuthi eyabe lokhu ichaywa yi-inflation kathesi yikho sokulimaza abasakhulayo abasela ndlela yokuthi bengazigcinela nganeka awusakwanisi kubhajethi ukuthi ithi hayi ngikhangelele ekuseliseleni komnyaka imali
hayi sikuzwile kahle mnumzana Rafael Ncube ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasha hayi sibongile right Zimbabwe omuhle mabakunziwa kunaba Rafael Ncube umwo wetidika ari kugunun'una hanzi nyaya ye-independence ayi wathakapembera muna 1980 apa watakaonawo kuzvitonga asi from that point forward abata nyaya yeikonomi akabata nyaya yezvekare yekuti munyika muna mabasa akawanda bvaendera mberi achiti nyaya iyi yemaRTGS inenge yavashungurudza ivo sevechidiki saka tiudzaiwo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatinayo muchirongwa nhasi ngatiende kumapeji edu matatu tione kuti vanhu vari kuti chiiko pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi pana Wellington ari kuti ZANU PF have destroyed our future especially as the young generation asi zvaenderawo zvavawellington havasi kufara asi vawellington ndozvangu kuti vamwe vari kutsamwa vamwe vari kuchema asi nyaya yekunyombana hatikurudzire saka mazwi avo hatimakurudziri amanyora papeji redu revoa shona matariro vari kuti manhero akanaka watching from drc kuri seko kudrc uko last maposa utsi masora sei zviri kufamba here vamaposa and then of course chidodo allowed arukuti a person with 5 common sense knows that ZANU PF can't take us anywhere Zimbabweans we are cowards murikunzwa nyaya irimo mugango right ngatiendere mberi tidzokere kuna vamagetsi tinzwa kuti ivo vari kuti vanoti pamusoro penyaya dziri kubuda muchirongwa tatenda magetsi vamagetsi muchiripo here parunari apa vamagetsi muchiripo here
yes ndiripo baba
right manzwa vatiriro vakawanda vari kupinda muchirongwa vari kugunun'una vari kuti nyaya yemamiriro eupfumi hwenyika haana kumira zvakanaka hazvisi kuvabatsira and it's not giving them hope sevanhu vechidiki imi munotii nemazwi avo ivavo
when we look at the issue of everyone blaming ZANU PF
when anyone does that, it's not because of being politically accurate or being politically inaccurate and things like that. It's because Zambia has been the only ruling party since 1980, so we cannot blame anyone else for everything that has happened. So I think that is something that is not worth it to say. And I know that someone talked of the lack of freedom of speech. Yeah, for real, that is a challenge in Zimbabwe. When someone, there those laws which make sure that whatever can go against the government is snipped at an early stage. For example, when I look at laws such as POSA, for me, POSA is patently disproportionate to constitutionalism to which Zimbabwe subscribes. When you look at POSA, it's in every way unconstitutional, yet it is a law in Zimbabwe. And I remember when I was a student in my undergrad, I was digging up trying to see the history of POSA, and I realized that there was even another law which is similar to POSA. In 1964, the Ian Smith regime formed what was called the Law and Order Maintenance Act, LOMA. This law is the exact same law that is that was translated to be POSA. So we are looking at two different histories, a colonial history and an independent Zimbabwe. But these laws are still, you see the same law being used against black, the first by whites and the second by blacks against blacks. This means that in terms of independence, and freedom of speech, human rights, we are still lagging behind as a country, especially 39 years later after independence. We should have really evolved with time to say that by now, such issues as human rights, freedom of speech, and things like that shouldn't really be an issue. But because you find that our political leaders fear being critiqued a lot, they create these laws to make sure that we cannot say anything against them. If you say anything against the president, there is a law which makes sure that you don't do that. So at the end of the day, there is no freedom of speech. They say there is freedom of speech, but there is no freedom of speech. And as youth, if we cannot give our opinions, if we cannot critique the government, then our opinions will not be heard. Because a lot of the time, we need to critique the government so that it knows where it's not doing us right, so that the government knows where it's doing us a disservice. But we are not allowed to do that because of several laws which hamstring our efforts to speak up our minds.
All right. Regarding what you have from Romo, okay, look now. Dennis Juru, what Juru mentioned before, par nara. What Juru? Mkoma Dennis Juru. Dennis Juru mentioned before, par nara area. Bona ngani uchuru ii nombre yake ya supa. Alright, regaindi ende kuna wa Mnashe Mtutsa wapa kupina mchirongwa numza na Mnashe Mtutsa nya kwa mge na kushe loletu wabacha
nyebo mbaba wove unjari kuna wa
spilile. So for all of our listeners that listen to our air show on radio ngibe nga haba nentlanta lokuluma lo Mnashe Mtutsa yena he's a youth who belongs to ZANU-PF, of course, and Umunashe touched on several different issues. For those that weren't in listening to our radio air show, Umtutsa touched on the issue of the Vision 2030, Ega Hulumende, which is, of course, targeted towards bringing Zimbabwe to our upper middle class. He's going to touch more on that. He touched on the issue of independence and more, but let me not speak for him. Umunashe, let's go back a little bit for the sake of those that didn't get to listen to our air show interview. What is your initial response towards Zimbabwe turning 39 as a young person? How do you feel about that?
Well, as a young person, I feel good. I feel good that we are 39 years later in our independence. But of course, the feeling is not really good because it's political independence, as it were. But as a young person, we have really benefited from that independence as we want to see it as young people. Mm-hmm. We still have our economies being held by the economy. You know, the white monopoly capital that is holding the economy. In the case, we have a challenge of having that economy. And as we see right now, there are challenges in Zimbabwe in terms of into ezenzakalayo, it's because of that economy engabanjwanga ngamantu abatsha abanjengani.
Mm-hmm. So nga usisithi ubona ngani it is not the right people who are handling the economy, lapho ukhuluma ngubani?
Ukhuluma ngabantu abangela the country at heart. Mm-hmm. We are talking about 39 years of independence, mm-hmm. which is a patriotic duty for every Zimbabwean to celebrate that 39 years. But we are seeing that we are seeing errant businesses, the Kwezama price, the prices, the commodities are going up. We've seen things just in the zone, it's because of those kind of people. How can they increase prices when the country is actually celebrating 39 years of being self of self-rule? It shows you don't even appreciate why that independence came, and you don't appreciate where the country is headed to.
Right, Munashe, sike sathinta udaba lokuthi a lot of sentiments have been echoed amongst Zimbabweans themselves. Ukuthi bona, they want to know, and especially for coming from you as a young person who's part of ZANU-PF, why should they trust uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa to be the one who's going to bring about change for abantu abasakhulayo? Ngenxa yokuthi yena ubaba uMnangagwa wayekhona ngesikhathi sika Mongameli Robert Mugabe, yena of course a lot of people can easily argue ukuthi he failed abantu abasakhulayo. Bona they're wondering ukuthi yena ubaba uMnangagwa, what difference is he bound to bring about for abantu abasakhulayo?
Ubaba uMnangagwa uthe campaigner, I want to come back to what I said initially in the off air. It was an interview that we had.
Mm-hmm.
I said we don't need to compare the two as it were, because Mugabe was president for 87 years, while this uMnangagwa has only been a president for a year or so. And then I then said, uMnangagwa, as he came into power, he had promised that he's going to be a listening president. And that is a fact facility, a Sibonayo, HGN from the previous era, where it was only the president who was running the show without any input from anyone. So far, we have seen President Mnangagwa. He has tried by all means to be inclusive in terms of his approach. He has led the cabinet, even look at the presidential advisory council. He's trying to get information, he's trying to get advice from different levels of society so that we can rebuild our country's economy. So as a young person, when I look at President Mnangagwa, I'm seeing a different president who is visionary, a president who is looking at 2030. If you look at President Zahutala or the other
administration, which president? Emma, what do you think? Because you touched on something very important, but what do you think? Lalele first and then I'll come back to you, Angus. Right, liyamuzwa umnumzana uMunashe Mthuta uthi phambili lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lina lithini ngalokho, libona ngani uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangela ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo na nangu uhulumende wakhe touched on issue you brought about uhlelo lwe Vision 2030 esithi ukhangela ukuthuthukisa umphakathini eZimbabwe. Kodwa it's not for me to speak, uMnashe uzakhulumela uzaqhubekela phambili echasisa. But ndukunzo tine mtereri, nyezo njalo kutisilo mlaleli. Mtereri, kola kola, mapinda mchirongwa, makadi enyo.
Ndirepo makadi zenyo.
Aiwa tiripo, ariparu nari hapo ndiani?
Ndi Dengure Jordan.
Ndiani?
Jordan Dengure.
Oh, mkoma Jordan, zuru kufamba ere?
Aiwa, zuru kufamba ba murite ikoko.
Aiwa, ama wani, muru kufundra muru kufiko?
Ndirin South Africa kuzira.
Aha, ku South Africa. All right, mkoma Jordan, nyaere mgango mainzwa, tipe o maundreni.
Yae, baba, alizi, mnona azwa, sneita azwa, hapana, mnufana kukisura kana chora, sakaipa, goza, nakuna. Kato anu, wano tamba nisi. Hapa, ane muna rupa, utaura hoyo. Antaura utiso, president Mnangagwa, new dispensation. Mnangagwa was there, since the start of Zaru, wainga chungu emo mkakwe. Taka what new changes zano kwanza kuida? Kisha, chada ni mtu kundire munu yuki. Chana takutarupe za kuta urachi yeti kuno kumusha when we are suffering. Vana habana, because no, you cannot even buy bread. What is that? You buy, chakutenga zinu, South Africa, even a thing like a cold drink, Coca-Cola, unupana kutenga kutikwigirano, harukumusha kutuwa say so drink. Is that how you are going to survive?
Right, regarding
yacho baba inotirwadza because iwo not augara musango hatikwanisi kugara kudzimba dzedu because kumba kwacho kuti uende you cannot survive saka ndizvozvo zvauri kutaura kuti vamunangagwa vari kugona kuita sei iwo zvinhu zvakuita wese ndakuona sekuti
aiwo regai tiite so ndipe vamunashe mukana wekuti vapindure mibvunzo yenyu mowanawo mukana wekuvabvunza zvamuruda wavabvunza handisi right batai parunhare musadhirope munashe usakonekimweni munashe mtutsisa right usakonekimweni angitsuya kono kunusishona
Yes, I can.
Right, manzwa muteerera chitaura apa ari kuchema chema muteerera hanzi isa kugara musango nekuti zvina zvina kumera zvakanaka. He has no hope kuti aiwa hurumende yava munangagwa inokwanisa kubatsira vechidiki imunoti nazvo chimbo pindurai muteereri muwane womukana wekukurukura nawo.
Okay, chekutanga ndinotenda nezvimbi yaunzwa nemuteereri ari kutaura kuti ari kusouth africa. I am very sure kuti haana kuenda kusouth africa pakapinda vamunangagwa muofisi. Akatoenda kusouth africa panguva yava mugadhi pavangu vachiri kutonga ende problem yemuzimbabwe yakaitwa from 2000 patakatanga kurohwa nezvirango zveupfumi it has been going on for almost 18 years that process yemaproblems akaitwa within those 18 years nevanhu mapolicies akasina kunaka akaitwa within those 18 years ndovatakukwanisa kutsanangura ndovatakakutyavhure zvakanaka tigadziri kuti tichiende mberi hazvingangoitiki within 6 months 7 months zvinhu zvobva zvonaka zvinhu zvotodii zvinogadziriswa bit by bit chatinge totaure kune muteereri ndechekuti ngauye muzimbabwe nyika ivakwe tese tiripo tivake nyika tese pasinaamwa anonzi vari kuvaka vari kutadza tese takapinda mundima tinotesa toti aiwa zvatiri kuitira nyika yedu ndiro zvatingataure panyaya iyi vamunangagwa kuti vanga vari mugavhenmendi iri pasi ndambotaura masikati ndakati izvo gavhenmendi yekudhara yanga iri gavhenmendi yemurwani gavhenmendi yekuti ndini purezidendi zvandafunga ndizvozvo purezidendi mugabe pakati ari kubuda mucommonwealth handifungi kuti cabhineti yacho yakabvumirana handifungi kuti muzimbabwe nese aida asi ndiye aitotonga panguva iyoyo but purezidendi apinda izvozvo ari kuti aiwa im a listening president come together ngatiyakei munhu wese ngaave nemaya tivake mudhuru wezimbabwe nyika yende mberi
Mkoma Jordan muchiripo parunare here apo. Mkoma Jordan muchiripo here apo. Alright ndirikunzwa kuti muteereri anga dropa asi mabva kunzwa kuna munashe mututsa ari kupindura mubvunzo wava Jordan. Ngatiende kumapeji edu then ndirikubva ndauya kune umwe muteereri ari kuparunare apo. Hanzi na Chidodo Alward, sorry, stop blaming sanctions. That's not only Zimbabwean sanctions. Zimbabwe has got natural resources. They can use them for their advantages. Vachidodo, nyora inamba mpinde mchirongwa. Vachidodo aendera mberi, hanzi, we can never trust ZANU-PF. Hanzi, we can never come if ZANU-PF is still there. Vachidodo ariku taura, hanzi, until ZANU-PF yasiya chigaro, aiwa, isatudzoka kumusha. Regai tiende kuno umwe muteereri. I hear we have another caller ecingweni. Caller muteereri apinda pachirongwa ndiani?
Challenge cop.
Vachikomo zviri kufamba.
Aiwa ndakasimba makasimba here vako.
Aiwa tirikufara kana muchifarawo. Mapinda muchirongwa muri kunzwa mazwi ava mutusa munoti now.
Thank you very much. So I have been listening to all of these guys who are speaking, the youth of ZANU-PF included, and I would, for me, I don't want to comment a comment based on a political party to say this party or this party. Let us discuss the future of Zimbabwe. Let us not be partisans to the extent that we close our eyes to see even the weaknesses of our political parties. So I want to say, first of all, Zimbabwe got its independence 39 years now. That was the political independence. To the extent that even our heroes, when they were fighting, they said, Aluta continua, which means they know it is a matter of fact that the struggle has to continue. Nothing has been achieved. We have achieved the political side, but on the economic aspect of the independence of Zimbabwe, it is not yet achieved. We don't want to lie to each other and say, because we are of this party, we have achieved this, Bangladesh, we have achieved this. Let Zimbabwe move from from being too political to the extent that even if you go on the Facebook page of the president of Zimbabwe, Bakayanema Bazim Zimbabwe, Bakayanema Zukotet, Wanantanga Kungo Watuka Facebook, as if buses are not good. president vakakafu kuti vari mucyclone vanhu vanoti hatina kunaka vezanupiefu vakaona chamisa aitawo apawo vanhu mamadhara chikafu kuHarare vanoshorawo. No, that's not politics. Let us be analytical. Let us not just behave the politics of blame each and every day. I've seen it that many a times our nation is not going forward because people have become too partisan than what we need to work together as the people of Zimbabwe. Even in the liberation struggle, there is a time when the Ndebeles and the Shona, despite their differences, they had to come together and fight for the struggle. This is the time where Zimbabwe must move away from these party things and politics of blame, immature politics, and working on things that doesn't benefit the people of Zimbabwe, and say, let us open a new page of working together, a new page of being analytical, not supporting Emmerson Mnangagwa because he is an NPF person, yet he is failing the nation, not supporting even the immaturity of Chamisa because he is an MPC member. Let's have people who can give critiques that help our nation to move forward. And also, based on the young people, I've heard the issue of young people being raised.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a person who believes that young people, if you go to Mr. Mugabe today and ask him about the struggle, he will tell you that the time when he was energetic is the time when he was a young person participating in the liberation struggle. Go to Mr. Mnangagwa, he was in his 20s when he joined the liberation struggle. Nelson Mandela, Kwame Nkrumah, Julius Nyerere, Samora Machel, all these people were young when they went to the struggle. They were energetic. The future of Zimbabwe is in the young people, but the young people of Zimbabwe, our education has failed us. This is the education of theories and numbers, which does not give us skills, which is producing more job seekers than job creators. So that's why you see Manaka at 12 points, I can come to sociology score. My one of us are Kobasa Unondo Rwanepi. Why? Because the education of Zimbabwe is all about job searching. It's not about people with skills, entrepreneurial skills, seven meta skills, things like entrepreneurial leadership, decision making, all these things that people need to start off projects. The education of Zimbabwe is not doing so. It's actually producing more queues of job seekers. That's why you see Zimbabwe has recorded over 90% of a literacy rate, but they also over 90% of unemployment. How can a country with such educated people have such rate of unemployment? It can show you that education is failing the nation, and we need to redefine our education as much as we are concerned about the status of Zimbabwe. And things like our parliament itself. Parliament must not be a resting place. Parliament must be a place of holding the executive accountable. Look at what is happening in South Africa. There's Julius Malema, there is Mosi Maimane of the DA. Look at what they are doing to Cyril Ramaphosa. Each and every day, look at what they did even to Jacob Zuma, who was doing corruption and the Kandla report. Look at what they do to the executive. Zuma is gone now. They are talking about corruption has been exposed, the good guys have been exposed. But the parliament of Zimbabwe is a parliament of fear, that when you say something, you are afraid that tomorrow I will meet this person. The parliament of Zimbabwe is a parliament of... It's no longer a holy place. Parliament and State House must be holy places of decisions of the nation. Not going there to sit, guard right. Positions, driving Range Rovers without anything that is happening to the nation. Let's get right. Competent people on board rather than wasting our time discussing nonsense in the parliament. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
I want to send us good name on Range Rovers.
Thank you, sir.
Nangumlaleli uyangena ugqanuni wabo umlaleli uthi hayi phansi ngendaba lezi ezombusazwe kuthiwa phambili ngeproductivity phambili ngeeffectivity kuthiwa hayi lokhu ukuthi umuntu uthi zani MDC this kuthiwa no kumele sisebenze asipane kodwa ihear vajuru vadennis juru vachiripo parunare apo vajuru madzoka here muchirongwa.
Only NDC, you know, recognize my youth more Zimbabwe. NDC, Zimbabwe, can I mostly pass the person? But you don't want to talk about my youth, you may not be with quarter. The NDC, there's a political election, and I'm my MP. Angare Makantelas, MDC, no matter sure what my youth, awana percentage, Yavo, 20%. We have another commission of 50, Levanva, Kuruvacho Nevavo, I see what is up for his 20% Yavo, Nutendam Komafon, Vasaika, right now, Iowa, my youth in Gazawan is a symbol, the Mapasa. That are not a symbol of rinokwanisa kuisawa mayouth nezvishoma zvarinokwanisa kunge rina izvozvo.
Right, patori neumwe muteereri ato mabva matopinda muchirongwa right time, nekuti pane umwe muteereri abva kunamai neimwe comment. Hans, I'm watching from Polokwane in South Africa. Zimbabweans are greedy, selfish, and partisans. They don't tolerate divergent views. Hans, Mnangagwa was trying to stabilize the economy, but is being sabotaged by those ZANU-PF and Mr. Jecha Chamisas. Imi somwo chidiki webato re MDC mungati kuno mutereru arupa maundu ake.
Ayo, vanhu vanenge vasinga zviye mapolicies eFDC vanenge vazongosanganisira. Nyaya yejecha yakatsanangurwa napuresidendi kudharadhara kuti pakawanikwa kuchidzimeiwa inogoresheni yeelection yakange yakabirwa zvaiboaandire kuti vana vezimbabwe vatambwe, but yai iri nyaya yeinogoresheni yakanonotswa, yeinogoresheni yemunhu akanga abira election, inogoresheni yemunhu akanga asina kuhwina, munhu akanga ari kumashure kwaakahwina asi asvika mukanzika kuita papuresidendi. Saka MDC ndiyo chete pati iri kukwanisa kuti inge ichiimpawa mayouth sekutaura zvandaita.
Right, batai parinhari ndipe munashe mukana wekuti apindure zvamabva kutaura. Munashe usakonekwa imweni. Munashe ukonekwa imweni. Right. Munashi, kula makomments amaningi that are directed towards you. Comment yokuqala nangu umnumzana uTrevor Mleya uthi iZANU-PF kumele ixotshe amaxhegu wonke kuphatha abatsha ngoba laba abaphethe abafuni ukuxwayisa kuthi bazenzele intando yabo ngontando kayiphikiswa. Wena ungomuntu ongisakhulayo, uyavumelana lo mbono kamnumzana uTrevor na esithi hayi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi abantu abasakhulayo babuse ikakhulukazi in your party?
Angivumelani laye xa isithi abantu abadala kumele baxotshwe. Abadala bona ngokwabo mbeni okhokho bethu babesithi bona indlela ibuzwa kwabaphambili, abanye besithi inyathi ibuzwa kwabaphambili. Kuqakathekile ukuba labadala ebandleni. Uqinisile ukuthi ikusasa zanu-PF, ikusasa leZimbabwe lisezandleni zabantu abasha, kodwa phela uphongutshintsha ngalilayithi ukuphisa kulayithi kuyablendwa. Siyafuna sibeyibisidomi ephaya abantu abadala, sifune i-knowledge yabantu-age lama-skills abantu abasha khonaphesi. Kumele sikublende, sibe le-generational blending ezayenza ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili. Akula ndawo esebenza kula bantu abasha kuphela, akula ndawo njalo esebenza kula bantu abadala kuphela. Kumele kublende ubaba, umama, usisi, ubhuti abasakhulayo, abasaphakathi zabona labana asebekhulile.
Kodwa Munashe, umzwile umnumzana uDennis Juru, he touched on something that a lot of people within society have really, really highlighted in ZANU-PF. Udaba luka mnumzana uPupurai Togarepi, besithi ayi lo ngumuntu who's way beyond what you would regard the constitutional age of what a youth is. Kodwa ebandleni lenu ubhizilana, he's within the ama-ranks abantu abasakhulayo. Uyabuza umnumzana uDennis Juru, uyasho vele ngempela ukuthi yena ngombono wakhe ibandla lenu doesn't seem to be embraceive of abantu abasakhulayo, ngenxa yokuthi if you have someone who's way beyond the constitutional legal age of what is regarded a youth, someone who is leading what you are all regarding as your youth wing, how do you then say ukuthi ibandla lenu is embracing abantu abasakhulayo?
First and foremost, you don't need to be a patient for you to be a medical doctor. You don't need to be a patient for you to be the Minister of Health. That's one thing that people should understand. Second, people should understand the constitution of ZANU-PF. Pupurai Togarepi is not a member of the youth league. Neither is Umama Umagel Chinomona a member of the Women's League. Those secretaries of those wings. Pupurai Togarepi is a member of the main body, but he is the secretary for youth affairs. That's why he is appointed by the president. So what happens is, abantu abavotelwayo directly from provinces, we have comrade Luis Matutu, who is the deputy secretary for youth affairs, and he's under 35, and he's right there, and he sits in the Politburo. So labana makhulu singaba kuthi ngama patron, you understand, the secretary for youth affairs, the secretary for women affairs. So this whole thing, this noise about Pupurai Togarepi being over 35 is being made by people who don't understand the constitution of the ruling party. And we are here to tell you what you know. He's not even a member of the youth league. We understand that. The member, then look at the structure of the national executive in a corner under 35. And in the last national youth, if you listen to the youth assembly last week, who president Ukhulumile, everyone else prepare to move out as long as you are over 35. Except of proprietor Gazipi. Why? Because he's not a member of the youth league. He's a member of the main body who's responsible for the youth wing.
Mm-hmm. What then is his mandate now? Okay, wonke umuntu kumele aphume who is above 35, kodwa yena kumele asale. When he's way, way, way beyond the constitutional age of what is regarded as umuntu ongisakhulayo in Zimbabwe.
He's, like I said, he's a patron of the youth league. Mm-hmm. He's there to give direction. ZANU-PF is an ideological party. It's a party that really sits and understands its ideological, you know, history. And that ideology is, that's why we have these people. Remember, there is need for political direction. And that direction can only come from people who were there before. What it means is, then the next candidate you might still not second as the secretary for youth affairs. You might be very 15, but I'll be there showing direction. So you have a lie who under 35 youth league, who youth or under 35 in the making of Kubaiti Bank. And we know what happened. He was under 35, he was young, and he was the secretary for youth affairs. But everyone else, that is solar food, people in Konoko Benzo is an UPF. We cannot go back to that. We are not saying young people are incapable. They are very much very capable. It's also to do with the president who then appoints the secretary for youth affairs. So if he appoints Kupurato Garepi, you know, as young people within the party of the UPF, we support the appointment of the appointer because he's the one who appointed. In any case, he's not a member, but he's a member of the main body.
Mm-hmm. Hi, ngiyampela sikuzwile mnumzana Munashe Mthusa, ngiyabonga kakhulu othi ngibambe kancane icingweni, ngiyibuyele kumunyu guest wami, and then I'll come back to you as we wrap up the program.
Okay.
Zulukandaba isikhathi sokusele 4 minutes kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Thank you so much abantu abangenileyo, ngimpela ngiyabona ukukhasi lethu le VOA ishona kulabantu abaningi abangenileyo kule milayezelo eningi. Tinothenda zikuru munhu wese ari papage lethu le VOA ishona lapha abakhona njalo ku VOA Ntebele. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo, ngisanda ukubala imilayezelo yenu, ngempela you're all engaged. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Let me go back to umnumzana uthathenda magetsi, and then we head back to Umunashe as we wrap up our program. Vama getsi mchiripo ere parinara.
Ndiripo baba.
Right. Ta kusuka kumagume chirongwa. We touched on the issue of youth being involved in civic space, civic engagement. You heard Mr. Mthusa there touching on the issue, the sensitive issue, Pupuraito Garepi. And Vajuru was touching on how, of course, the youth are being engaged in ZANU-PF. How would you say the youth are being engaged within the civic space? Do you think that it's enough? Do you think it should be improved?
It's not enough. When I look at youth engagement within the civic space, there are three lengths of how we can look at youth engagement. The first length is that we look at all youth as beneficiaries of programs. And the second one, which is a bit higher, is when you look at youth as partners. And the highest one is when you look at youth as leaders. When you look at Zimbabwe and all the political trajectory from 1980 to up to date, you find that when youth are looked at as beneficiaries of projects, of programs, of activities, of initiatives, which is not enough. Which is not enough. When we look at ourselves, we need to be prepared because at some point in time, this is the truth. We are going to sit in the places that the old people are sitting right now. And if we do not have the capacity now, if they do not capacitate us now, it means we are going to be like them. We are going to make the same mistakes that they made. They need to look at youth as leaders, as partners, not as beneficiaries. We are not mere beneficiaries of programs, of projects and initiatives. We are partners and we are leaders. There are some things which we can do on our own. There are some things which we can do for ourselves. We cannot talk of youth engagement and youth participation without talking of the youth, without the youth talking about it. When we talk of youth participation and youth engagement, it shouldn't come from someone else who is not a youth. It should come from us as the youth, because it is us who know what we are going through. We cannot come from someone who already has made it in life and then they start to talk about youth problems.
All right. Mama gets nyaya pisa. Tinotenda zikuru nguwa ndiyajikana na this.
Yes, Baba.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo isikhathi iso sesiphelile sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo lamhla. Kodwa ngikhangela ukuqhubekela phambili ngodaba lolu ngixoxa lo muntu umzana uthathe namagetsi njalo uMnashe Mtutsa kuhlelo lwethu on Sunday kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. So let's meet there. Abafisa ukuxoxa sikhona ku social media. Zimbabwe muhle. Bye bye.